I'm Jeremy Shea with KTLO. The cruise industry and several Pacific Northwest ports announced on Tuesday that they're working together to try to eventually eliminate greenhouse gas emissions from cruising in the region. Lots of partners are signing on to the effort to develop the world's first green corridor for cruise ships. It's a super early first step toward a goal they want to achieve by 2050. The idea is to work together to develop technology, infrastructure, and best practices so that cruises no longer pump greenhouse gases into the atmosphere that cause global climate change. Partners so far include the City and Borough of Juneau, the port authorities in Seattle and Vancouver, international shipping organizations, and the operators of almost every big cruise ship in the region. Jesse Fanistock is with the Global Maritime Forum, which works on maritime sustainability issues.
When Port of Seattle first reached out to us about this concept, we were very excited and quite frankly a little surprised. We didn't anticipate, as we were working on this, that cruise would be one of the first mover segments on green corridors. But we very much agree, having looked at the concept presented, that this is a really promising opportunity. And if it can be done anywhere, it's here in the Pacific Northwest.
A single cruise ship can burn thousands of gallons of fuel a day. Kelly Craighead leads the industry group Cruise Lines International Association. She says CLIA and many other stakeholders want the United Nations International Maritime Organization to develop a massive research and development fund.
Carnival Corporation, Royal Caribbean Group, Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, MSC Cruises, and many others are willing to invest deeply into these types of collaborative R&D funds because it is going to take that level of investment to be able to develop the technologies that don't currently exist.
Jan Swartz is the president of the Holland America Group, a subsidiary of Carnival. She says her company already has its own R&D team working on new technologies to make cruise ships more efficient and to use alternatives to fossil fuels.
We're really excited to bring to the table our learnings to share with others in the maritime sector and seek similar ideas from them so that we can accelerate our collective progress faster.
The structure and scope of how the partners will work on this green corridor still has to be worked out. An official with the Port of Seattle says he expects to get all of the partners together in the next 30 days to begin work on a charter for the group. Alexandra Pierce is Juneau's tourism manager. She says this partnership can be a model for the rest of the world.
We were the first port in the world to have shore power, and I think it's really appropriate that we lead the world in this too and continue to push the envelope on environmental policy and practice in the cruise world. Someone somewhere needs to figure out what the roadmap looks like to get the industry there.
Green Corridor partners announced their collaboration during a conference on ports and harbors in Vancouver. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.